Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Believing that all is well. Amen. Amen. That God is working it out for our good. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Surrender all over right now. Withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. Lord, we thank you for new motions and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your plan, oh God, hallelujah, to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, asking for your help on today. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, that you may search our hearts this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness on this morning. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree in the prayer, 1 John 1:9, that our sins are forgiven and we're washed and cleansed up from our unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Oh Lord, thank you, oh God, that you've called us to live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, thank you for giving your angels charge over us. Thank you for keeping those in our family and love us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of this world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Lord, as we intercede on this morning, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this very day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that hallelujah will touch their hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask right now, oh God, that you disperse your holy angels, oh God, to war against any spirits desired to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. And we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Lord, we thank you for answered prayers on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, let the people be purged out the land. Hallelujah. That we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. And enjoy this new day that you've blessed us with in peace. Oh, God, we thank you that you daily load us with benefits, oh, God, higher. Robo Shama Baba Shaka. Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word, oh, God, holding fast to your teachings and living in accordance with them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our desire to be your true disciples. Amen. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are, hallelujah, a branch of living in you, hallelujah, that we bear much fruit. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Your son Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. According to John 15:7, and we are, and when we are bearing much fruit, you, Heavenly Father, you are honored and glorified by your grace that we have received. Amen. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We will show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus. He has loved us, and just as you, Heavenly Father, have loved him, hallelujah, we are abiding in that love. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have assured us that, hallelujah, that if we keep your commandments, we will abide in your love and live in it just as your son Jesus did, who obeyed your commandments and lived in your love, oh God. He told us these things that your joy and delight may be in us. Amen. And that our joy and gladness may be full of measure, complete and overflowing. This is your commandment, that we love one another just as you have loved us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your word is truth, oh God. and it set us free. And we are born, hallelujah, of you, and we do not deliberately, knowingly, or habitually practice sin. Your nature abides in us, oh God, and we cannot practice sin because we are born of you, amen. We have hidden your word in our hearts so that we may not sin against you. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, may Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, through our faith dwell in our hearts, amen. It is our desire to be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, amen, that we may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, amen, your devoted people, the experience of that love, amen. What is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of it, amen? We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness, amen. Now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to your power that is working in us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, to your glory, hallelujah, in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations forever and ever, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way this morning in us. Oh, Lord, we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare on today that we are delivered from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, and rest of their saints. Amen. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. We decree and declare that we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you for you are the breaker that goes before them, that breaks through every wall of every way that's been erected by the enemy to block us and keep us from our blessing, from our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory, as we decree and declare all the time, and we reap the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we will not be denied, amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substances, amen. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we enter in this morning, we enter in with all faith, oh Lord, that change will come. The change will come in us, oh God, and make us more like you. We don't come to be the same old today, Lord. We come to be changed, amen. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch our minds this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, let our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, oh God. Let our desires be your desires, oh God. Amen, hallelujah. We delight ourselves in the Lord, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your ever-present help. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. That Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the Lord rebukes and devour for our sake. Amen. And no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Our obstacles and hindrances to our prosperity are now dissolved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we are able, hallelujah, we're well able to possess all that God has provided for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord has opened up to us his good treasure and blessed the work of our hands. He has commanded to bless upon us. Amen. Upon our storehouses and all that we undertake. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God delights in our prosperity. He gives us power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant upon the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed lying down and blessed rising up again. We're blessed in the basket, blessed in our bank accounts, our investments, our health, our relationships, they flourish in the name of Jesus Christ. Overtake us in all areas of our life, amen. And by faith we receive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare that as we give,
giving is given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. In the body name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree in the class, 2 Corinthians 9:8, our God makes our grace abound towards us, and every favor, hallelujah, and earthly blessings, so that we have all sufficiency for all things, and we abound in every good work. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. We bring forth fruit in our season. Our leaves shall not wither. We're, hallelujah. And whatever we do, prosper. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you will have us to do, oh God? For you are our strength, oh God. And we decree and declare with all faith that we shall fulfill every assignment that you placed in our care. That when we stand in your presence, oh God, that you will say to us, job well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and those in our family, oh God, with long life, oh God. And with your goodness forever and ever. And we got to ask in Jesus' name as we go out on today, Lord, we pray for traveling grace for ourselves and those in our family and loved ones, oh Lord. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family members may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and it protects us and heals us and delivers us up. It redeems us and sanctifies us. Amen. It makes all things new. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God's full armor covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we use it against all the forces of hell that may try to enter into our lives and those in our family members and all that we love and concerned about in every area of our life. Amen. And we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the gates of hell cannot, will not, and shall not prevail against us. Amen. We have the victory and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Father God, this morning I ask, oh God, that you would strengthen us, oh Lord, be our strength. Lord, with Lord of restoration, we call upon you to say, oh God, that you restore, oh God. Restore our health, oh God. Restore our prayer life. Restore the ministry, oh God. Restore our finances and support, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore our businesses. Hallelujah. Restore our homes, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore the peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Restore the hope. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Restore our health, oh God. We decree and declare that we are healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That our children are healed, delivered, and set free. That our husbands and wives are healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. That our mothers and fathers and our brothers and sisters, our nieces and nephews, our aunts and uncles and cousins and those near and far, amen, that we love and concerned about are healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We receive it. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, as we believe. Help us with our unbelief to receive it even right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let your angels ascend and descend upon our lives. Lord, give your angels charge over us and deliver us, amen, and those in our family as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the angel of the Lord persecute the enemy right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We present our bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we're blessed, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, that you made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. That we don't owe anyone anything but the love of God. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Promise. Amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That blesses us, running us down and taking us over. Amen. That we have favor with God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Fill us, Holy Ghost, God. Fill us afresh right now. Fill us, oh God, right now. Fill us where we've been emptied, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you open up your mouth and just thank him right now? Will you receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Will you say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? It is already done. I'm healed. My mom is healed. My daddy is healed. My brother is healed. My sister is healed. My children are healed. Hallelujah. My husband is healed. My mother is healed. They are delivered. We are delivered. We are set free. It's turned around for our good. God has blessed us. We are blessed. Amen. We are favored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. We are free indeed. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Amen. Good morning and good morning.
Morning.
Thank
good
you for
morning.
Joining in this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
thank
hallelujah.
You for coming,
thank
believing.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ready mm-hmm. to receive. We are back in position. Look at God. Early this morning. Amen. We are back here.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For our life. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for keeping
Amen.
Us. Oh, don't
Amen.
Take it for granted now.
Boy.
Don't take it for granted now. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just went to sleep probably probably an hour ago. And so I was like, okay, I need to go to bed. I got to get up and be in position.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good. He woke me up in my right mind. Amen. As our Auntie Ruth mm-hmm. would say, woke in my right mind. God rest his soul. Hallelujah. Woke me up in my right mind. Amen. Where I laid down at this morning to sleep, I woke up in that same place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything's still intact. Amen. Hallelujah. There was no
mm-hmm.
fire in the wee hours of the morning. Hallelujah. There was no late night phone calls. Hallelujah. Nobody
mm-hmm.
got a phone call about me or about you. Thank God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, God. Thank you, Lord. My husband called me last night, this morning, laughing and talking. God is a God of turnaround. My Lord. He said,
mm-hmm.
baby, it's working all out for my good. I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
What the enemy
Amen.
Tried to do did not work. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they
yes,
ran me
yes.
off. But the same people that ran me off told
Amen.
Me to come on back.
Thank
God.
Good.
Yes, Lord. We decree in the ground this line that the show was going to be sold out.
Thank
I want to tell you this morning. Hi, yeah. It is already done. We gotta, you gotta believe it before you can even see it. Amen. You gotta walk by faith, not by sight. You can't have to depend on your emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask God, give me kingdom emotions. Lord God, we thank you. We testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
It's
so exciting. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. Welcome. Welcome and welcome. Good morning, Floyd. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Man, I just feel, I feel the fire on the line. I feel the goodness of the Lord. I'm grateful this morning. It's just something, you know, I don't know. It's just a breakthrough, and you just keep pressing and keep going and, you know, just keep showing up, keep waking up, you know, just by how it feels, knowing that God is a God of turnaround. When the turnaround and the breakthrough is here, it is here. It's done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful this morning. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm grateful. I don't know what how else to explain it. Joyful. The joy
come
of
on
Lord is my strength. So
amen.
I'm good.
You gotta wait somebody to tell you. You should be happy. You gotta you should be excited. You should be thankful. You should be shouting. Yeah, nobody gotta tell you. Yeah, don't let nobody cry out for you. God is able. God is so good. God, Lord, my God, God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on the line this morning. I know my the system hung me up, kicked me out of the studio, and I said, okay, devil, you a lie. I thank you for holding on to him and knowing that I was trying to work to get back in. And God is faithful. Amen. I'm just so excited. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Minister Leonard Green, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing? How you doing
amen.
This morning?
Amen. God is good. God, I feel good, you know. I just, my prayer is that it will just continue to keep this, keep the same flow. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And God will just continue to fill me with His Holy Spirit and just let that love. You know, I'm the type of person, I try to love on everybody, even my enemies, even the ones that's backstabbing, you know, because they're going through something. That's the reason why they're doing that, you know. So they need love. So I just want to just love like Jesus loved. That's what I studied on this week. And I just want that love just to keep flowing. Keep flowing despite of oppositions, despite of anything, just let it just continue to flow, that He would just continue to just fill me with His Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You said a lot there, and I just thank God, because one thing I want to make sure that, you know, sometimes we can say we forgive people, but yet and still, you know, you can still feel that resentment, or, you know, I don't want to fool with them. I don't want to talk to them. You know, you can still tell, like, you know what? Maybe I haven't quite forgiven. And I want to make sure that we're not operating with any unforgiveness. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, if there's any unforgiveness in us, oh God, Lord, we pray for deliverance on today, oh God, Lord. And we ask, Father God, to help us to be able to forgive, amen, to release and render forgiveness to all, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, that we may be free, amen, that we may be forgiven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for deliverance on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you for, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And I needed to pray that prayer, because I had a cast member that I put out the cast, because he would just do stuff. You know, he would go off and just say stuff. He came at me in a way that he was cussing and hollering, and you said this about, and you said this about me. And I said, I'm not going to argue with you. I said, if you want to talk to me, you know what, we can talk, but you're not going to holler and you're not going to cuss. And I hung the phone up and I forgave him. I had to come to a reality that maybe I had some resentment against the person. So I talked to him and I said, hey, I want to talk to you about the way you exploded and went off. And he said, I want to apologize for that. I was dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. And I, you know, I know you said one thing is don't holler at you because we had a friendship. I used to pray with him and, you know, help him out because he was going through some things. So I would feed the man. I would do all, give, you know, all kind of help. And so he, it wasn't his first time going off and having his moment, you know, these trigger points. And to the point I said, okay, I can't deal with anybody that's toxic. You know, you have to cut those things off. But he showed up at an event and he just did all kind of stuff. And I said, Lord, have mercy. That I didn't want to. And I kept saying, Lord, if you call me to his life to be a help, I want to make sure that I'm not getting in the way. You know, sometimes you be like, I got to cut this off with God. Man, no, I'm sending you to help this person. And so I'm just so glad you said that, Minister. So I want to make sure, because just the thought of hearing the person's name, anything about it, it'll make me feel some kind of way. And so I just pray this morning, you know, that we have any unforgiveness, any resentment towards anyone, that we forgive and be free. It doesn't mean that you have to continue in any type of relationship or get on, but literally, you know, forgive them and move on. And if that brother or sister needs any water, you were just so happen in the vicinity and they needed water. The Bible says, give your enemies water, thirsty, food if they're hungry. Amen. And I would give that brother water if he was thirsty or food if he was hungry, but I wouldn't want him to come over to eat. Not at my but rendering forgiveness. Amen. And being able to forgive. So glory to God. God bless you, Minister Learn. I thank God for you. I thank you for speaking that, because I was thinking yesterday, like, he called and said, I'm going to be at the show at 4 o'clock if you need my help. And I'm like, no, don't you show up to that show. Don't you come. Don't you come around there. Don't you not come. You don't need no help. But glory to God. Just pray that, you know, whatever, that, whatever he's doing with, you know, whatever addiction that is causing him to have a chemical imbalance, I just really pray that, you know, the turnaround for his life. And we are be able to pray for our enemies, that God will truly help that, I'm going to say young man, he's an older man, that God will truly help him, and that he would truly seek out for himself and really have a true relationship. It's one thing to say you have a relationship, but when people look at your life, they can't see God in it nowhere. And so I just pray he have a true relationship and that peace be still. Amen. God bless you, Minister Learn. Thank God for you. Thank you so much. That opened me up. Forgiveness, like true forgiveness. Amen. Not holding any resentment, but truly forgiving and letting go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Welcome. Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if her phone is on mute or... Cousin Kim, are you there? All righty. Glory to God. We're going to move right along. Maybe she'll come in and say something there. Can you all still hear me?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God coming through clear. All righty, all righty. Just testifying, God is so good. I'm back in Houston. And I just thank God for traveling grace and mercy. I was able to get a lot done yesterday, preparing for the show today, and just trusting God to give me the strength. Once I get off the line, that I can lay back down and sleep just a couple hours so I can be rejuvenated, and my husband as well when he gets off work, because he's working a graveyard shift. And so he'll be, you know, restored and strengthened, that he'll be in position to help me on today, and that God will send the help. And I thank God in advance. And this is good. I'm telling you, I feel great. Glory, glory, hallelujah. All right, our scripture this morning is coming from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 21 through 24. That's John, chapter 4, verse 21 through 24. The Bible says, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship for. Salvation is for the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And just understand a little bit, you know, in this chapter, so if you ever get a chance to read the whole chapter 4, you know, getting to understand it here. The woman, we talked about this probably the first week, I want to say, the woman that Jesus is speaking to, the Samaritan woman, here in chapter 4, the woman brought up a popular theological issue, the correct place to worship. But the question was a smokescreen, a diversion to keep the conversation from becoming too personal and vulnerable. Now, her lifestyle had most likely brought much ridicule and rejection from others, and she probably accepted this from Jesus as well. But Jesus directed the conversation to a much more important point. The location of worship is not nearly as important as the one whom we worship. Amen? Because a lot of people want to make it seem like where you worship is more important than you worshiping God himself. Amen? Jesus knew that once the woman recognized him as the Messiah, her life choices would change as she was transformed into a person constantly refreshed with living water. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus said the salvation of the Jews, he meant that only through the Jewish Messiah would the whole world find salvation. God had promised that through the Jewish people, the whole world would be blessed. Amen. The Old Testament prophets had called the Jews to be a light to the other nations of the world, bringing them to a knowledge of God and showing them God's way to live and how to treat others. They had also predicted that the Messiah is coming. Amen. The woman at the well, she may have known of this passage and been expecting the Messiah like many would, but she didn't realize that she was already talking to him. My Lord, my God. In verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. It means that he is not a physical being limited to one place. A lot of people want to believe that God, they act as if God is a man. They want to act as God, as if God is a man. God is spirit. He is present everywhere, and he can be worshipped anywhere at any time. Amen?
Amen.
What we worship is not what counts, but how we worship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Is your worship genuine? You have to ask yourself, is my worship genuine and true? Amen? Hallelujah. Do you have the Holy Spirit's help? Amen? How does the Holy Spirit help us worship? The Holy Spirit prays for us. It reminds us the words of Jesus. Amen. It cleanses our minds and our consciousness. Amen. And it tells us we are loved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word on this morning, oh God. Lord, we come, oh God, to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. Help us, Lord God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer to be the doers of your word. And we thank you for Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Your prayers already went forth and you receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. May it be done unto you according to your faith. Amen. Hallelujah, God. God be the glory. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I receive all the prayers that went forth, and I just want to continue to pray for those that that are following God, for them to continue to be strengthened. For them not to be defeated, to not listen to to fall into the trap of the lies and the schemes of the devil, but to continue to press on, to continue to be encouraged in the spirit. And for those that don't know God, that don't believe, to come to believe. And so I just want us to continue to be, you know, to continue to walk that step path of righteousness, so that those that don't believe could see the fruit and want to know what must I do to be saved. And so that's my prayer.
Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, grace of Lord, we come before you, God, with all faith believing when I combine faith on today with your servant, oh God, your daughter torn on today, oh God, and all that she's petitioned in prayer. Oh Lord, according to your will, Father God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no delays, oh God, that you will. Oh, Lord, strengthen, oh, God, your children, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let them not be tempted by the worldly things or possession or conversation of people of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you help the unbeliever to believe, oh, God, that you draw them nigh unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, that they may receive your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Lord, help us, oh, God, to continue to walk the walk in the path of righteousness. Amen. For your name's sake. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Tori. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I think about, you know, our children, and because I'm your aunt and your father is my brother. And so in some countries, your aunt is your mother. You know, if you have an aunt, they call it, you know, it's like their mother. And so when I think about how proud I am of you, not because anything that you've accomplished, but because your love for Christ, to seek the things of God, to have a relationship with God. I see how rich you are in Christ. I am proud to say I have a rich niece. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Not
Amen.
Your beauty, not your nothing else. I'm telling you, when I go to talk about you to anyone as a proud parent, as a proud mother, I say, my Lord, my God, the love that that child has, the riches of Christ in her to pursue and to seek God. Amen. And knowing how to get back up again, because knowing that, knowing who you are and whose you are, that you have the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit to get back up again. God bless you. God keep you. I am so excited. I'm so excited. I don't care what the devil try to tell you when you fall short. The Bible says we all fall short of glory. You just get back up again. Just hear me always saying, niece, get back up again.
Yeah,
I don't care what you did. I don't care what you said. God loves you. You're saved. There's nothing you can do. Amen. It's nothing that you can say. Amen. Hallelujah. That will stop God from loving you. But you belong to him. Just get back up again. And you show the devil that you can get back up again. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Minister Learn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just thank God for change. I thank God for just us praying on the line, because
thank
in the workplace, the enemy tries to do all type of things. But you know what? I didn't let nothing bother me this week, no matter what was thrown, no matter what happened.
Amen.
And I'm just praying. I got to work today, and I'm just praying that God will be with me and that nothing will distract me from keeping my mind stayed on Christ. You know, that is my goal every day. And if I can love somebody, I try to love on them, whether it be spiritually or monetary or pray for them. And I have to be in that position every day, even when I don't feel like it. You know, and that's the thing. We have to just continue to pray that God will strengthen us and that God will keep us, that we do what God has called us to do. I can't speak for nobody else, but I just feel that I got, like you say, Pastor, we got to be in position. You know, we have to be always ready, you know.
Amen.
Because at any time somebody needs prayer, I've had to pray for people even when I didn't feel like praying. Or somebody asked me something about the Bible, I had to break it down for them. So we have to always be ready, you know. And that's mm-hmm. that's the thing, you know. I have to be prayed up and studied up. Let that love be in me. Just let that love flow. It's got to flow.
Hallelujah. That sounds like a testimony this morning. Amen. Tell me like the flood, knowing that God's spirit will lift up a standard. Amen. Giving us that peace. Like, I won't be moved. You know, no matter what's going on around me, I won't be moved. Lord, we just thank you for your peace. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that even right now, as we come on this morning with your son, learn, oh God, that, oh Lord, that you're strengthening him even the more, God. Amen. That peace has come and peace is here. Amen. Oh Lord, I ask, oh God, that you're increasing the love even the more, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now that you're anointing his mouth, oh God. Let him speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. And he shall not be moved. Amen. That he will not fall for the tactics of God and the plan and the plot of it. Amen. That he will stand strong in you, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let you have your way, oh God. Lord, help him to continue to keep his mind stayed on you, that you will keep him in perfect peace in the workplace, in his home, wherever he go, oh God. Let him be that light, oh God, that shine forth in darkness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we decree and declare your goodness, your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your God, hallelujah, they takes pleasure in blessing your children. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, in your blessing, oh Lord, bless your son, oh God, and your multiplying, oh God, multiply him, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, bless his hands.
Thank you.
Bless his hands, oh God. Hallelujah. All that he put his hands to, oh God, to do for you, oh God, that it will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Lauren Green, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Lord, God, we just continue to pray for your mom and just knowing God is working things out in her favor. I will get a chance to see her today. And she has a group that she gets together and they come out and support. I'm just so grateful for her.
Amen.
And so I can't wait to see you. I get a chance to see you. Yes, at least once a month, Minister Lynn, I get to see your mama because she's going to be at the show.
That's a blessing. Amen.
Yes. I'll be like, she's like part of the show. Everybody know who she is because every time I have my show, I always, you know, acknowledge her, you know, 20 years coming to the show. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Let's see if our cousin Kim is on the line. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Are you there? Want to make sure we don't leave you out this morning. I see that you're on the line, but I'm not sure if something is going on with your line there. Amen. When we pray, we lift her up this morning. Just pray to God and we'll give her the strength, renew her strength, and let the peace of God be with her and her home and all everywhere that she go. And that God will continue to bless her. And Lord, that you will continue to keep her and her children and grandchildren, oh God. And oh Lord, that you would just do a new thing in her life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ, holy name we pray. And bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just asking God today to just continue to God to bless everyone that will be in attendance on today at the show. Bless them and they're going and coming. And I just pray the show be a great show. The podcast will just enjoy and have a good time. I always tell them, like, don't be pressured because I'm not pressured. You come out and let's have a great time. But I just thank God. I offer the praise of Thanksgiving this morning. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, Lord. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for the life of the sister, of my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my family, all this. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just got to thank you. It's already done. Already done. Mm. Can't wait to talk to my husband. Cause, oh, my God. God is so good. He's full of joy. It's a different man from last week. And, you know, when everything that was going on to this week. And God is truly... Mm. Turn it around. I like those moments when, you know, my husband may say some things that he shouldn't say or do something he shouldn't do, but then he come back and he apologize, you know, sincerely, you know, from his heart and say, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have did that, but I'm sorry. You know, and it's genuine. And it's like, I know you was going through that. I know you was, that you was dealing with it, and I understand. And the fact that you came back and just said, that I'm sorry. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
Just stand in position. Loving the more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray this out here in prayer. And I just thank God for continuing to strengthen us. Amen. And may the peace of God be with us. Hallelujah. Nothing too long this morning. Just decree and declare, you know, God's goodness and God's favor upon our life. Amen. I pray that we operate with your wisdom. Amen. Let's pray those prayers today. You know, that we operate with godly wisdom. Hallelujah. That will lead and bless us. Amen. And keep us safe. Operating with wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us reign. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our Lord and Savior. Your only begotten Son. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to his truth. You promise, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to impart wisdom to us if we listen to your word and attain unto your wise counsel. Therefore, hallelujah, we therefore enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom. According to 2 Chronicles 1 and 2. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. Amen. With you, Lord God, there is both strength and wisdom according to Joel 12 and 13. Amen. Heavenly Father, let our mouths speak your wisdom, Lord, because of the righteousness that you have imparted to us according to Psalm 37 and 30. In the hidden part of our life, oh God, make us know your wisdom. According to Psalm 51 and 6, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen. So, hallelujah. According to Psalm 90 and 12, Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy because the gain of it is better than fine gold. Amen. By wisdom, you found the earth, and by knowledge of God, you established the heavens. Amen. According to Proverbs 3, 13 through 20, verse of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you that our eyes of your understanding are continually being enlightened, and that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for the saints. Amen. We thank you for your exceeding greatness, and we believe, trust, and rely on you only. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, and that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 1, 17 to 23 verse. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom to us. Amen. Because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is this reality that causes us to glory in you forever. Amen. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 to 21. And we thank you for that. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's get God to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Of the thank you for listening. Glory. Hallelujah. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so as I call your name. Tuan, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say amen. I'm grateful. You know, Minister, is it Lauren Green?
Lauren Green.
Lauren Green, yes, yes. I just, because we've been on the line multiple times, and it's been us on the line multiple times, and I've seen him get on. And, hearing your prayers and your testimonies, you know, up until now, I just think about, you know, the men being there, being in position. Because, you know, I pray that God be with us all, but especially the men, because I know there's a attack on the men constantly. I just, you know, for you, Minister Green, I just, you know, just pray that God continue to be with you in a great way, that you will keep pushing through, you know, for your family, because for the man to get on the line and to be in position, it's a lot of women in the world, more women than men, but the attack is on the men heavy. So I just pray that God will continue to strengthen you and send his angels to be a protection, his protection over you, and that you will keep pushing through.
Amen.
Amen.
God has called man to be the head of the house of the peace of his home. So God called man first. He made man first. And that is for a reason. Amen. And it's so important. Our men, amen, men of God be in position. Hallelujah. If maybe I shouldn't, it is imperative. It is imperative. Amen. So God bless you, Twan. God bless you, Minister Learner. And Minister Learner, if you have anything you'd like to say, go ahead.
Amen. I would just like to say thank you, Twan. I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive the prayers. And I'm determined. I'm determined to do what God has called me to do daily, every day. One of the things God has blessed me on, well, we have a little Bible study every morning and prayer before we leave out, because we have to put God first. He said, Lord, we put you in first of this day, you know. And I just thank God for it. And I'm just praying that God will be with me on today. Amen. I have to work. I would rather be enjoying something with the wife, but we're going to enjoy Sunday after the prayer. I'm just praying. I'm just believing God. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Mr. Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. It has been a good time. I'm telling you, today is day 17 that we've been on the line. And I'm expecting God for the more, because we serve a God of abundance. Amen. We serve God of more than enough. Amen. He will pour out more than we can even receive, you know, the overflow. Amen. And so God bless you, Minister Lauren. We just thank God for you. We believe in God, you know, for the men of God of this world. Oh, my God, Lord, have your way in them and with them. You know, I love my husband. I'm so grateful for him. And you may not see eye to eye all the time, but like I told my husband over there, I said, we are for each other. We are here together, and we're living this life together, supporting one another. And when you look to your right, to your left, I'm always on his right, and I think to his left, depending on what house we're at. You know, but when you look and see, we have each other. Because the children are grown, they're going to grow up and they're going to be gone. Everybody's going to be doing their own thing. But we look and we care for one another. We have each other's back. The Bible says two is better than one. And God called men and women to be together. Amen. To be fruitful and multiply. So God bless and God keep you, Minister Warren. We truly, truly are grateful to have you on the line. Amen. Glory to God. Because is there a man in the house? The actual reason is there a man in the house? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see if Cousin Kim is on. Cousin Kim, are you there? All right. All right. She made it to the line. Maybe she's falling asleep. Pray God continue to bless and keep her. I'm going to keep on saying you there till we go on out. Just want to make sure. Amen. You all be blessed and have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. The minister on your top. Today we just pray
us peace, amen, that you won't be moved, mm-hmm. and that you have a blessed day, amen, and we look forward to amen. Hearing, you know, how your day went, and Torn as well, have a blessed day. God
amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Not sure what you got planned today, but God bless and whatever it is that you do, amen, and God will use you mighty wherever you're going
amen.
Today, even your home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. That which you have done for us, Lord, in the past, Heavenly Father, we claim in faith, believing that you will do it again. Amen. We receive a new dawn and a new direction, knowing that you are making a way where there seems to be no way. Your loving kindness shines down on us. Today you will go before us and lead us our paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe,
amen.
We receive. To God be the glory. Amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. You are of a blessed day in the Lord. I love you and I thank God for you. Thank
love
you.
Love you.
Thank you, Lord. Love you too. God bless you. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
I want to see him.
Yes, Lord.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone when it passed.